The key to Antarctic weather is the wind, says Australian National University climate scientist Neroli Abram, the lead author of the study.
So they control how far north the rain bands go out of the Southern Ocean. And they also are really important for temperature, and in particular for the temperature of Antarctica and also the Antarctic Peninsula, which is the bit of Antarctica that juts out right into the path of those westerly winds.
That westerly wind belt circulates the continent. The study in the journal Nature Climate Change finds that those winds are now stronger and their path tighter than any time in the past 1,000 years. That change has been especially prominent since the 1940s. Abram and her team reconstructed Antarctica's climate history from ice cores. They conclude the wind has kept a large part of the continent cold, unlike anywhere else on the planet.
But we can explain that because as those westerly winds are getting stronger, they're actually tying the cold air over Antarctica and stops warm air masses from being able to get over the continent and help to warm Antarctica. So this example of something that seemed like a climate change paradox we can actually explain by these greenhouse gases that are strengthening the westerly winds and isolating parts of Antarctica.
But they're not isolating the Antarctic Peninsula and parts of the western Antarctic ice sheet that lie directly in their path.
So as those winds have strengthened and pulled in tighter around Antarctica, they're actually bringing warmer air over those parts, particularly over the Antarctic Peninsula, and this is the part of the southern hemisphere that's warming faster than anywhere else on Earth at the moment.
Abram says those westerly winds have deviated from their natural course, which would have driven cold fronts into the southern hemisphere. Instead, the air is trapped over Antarctica and keeping rain from falling on Australia.
What's been happening over the recent decades is that those westerly winds have been shifting south and we're getting fewer of those cold fronts and storms coming up and giving that really important rain. And so that's why Australia is experiencing these very severe droughts.
Abram adds the Southern Ocean winds, which have intensified because of the warmer atmosphere, could revert to a more normal pattern if action were taken to reduce greenhouse gases. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.